it is Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
The Burt Show.
Jen Hobby, define what stepping into psycho is all about.
Well, this is when you're like planning to do something a little bit nuts and you won't tell everybody you know that you're about to do it. Probably only like one best friend knows you're going to do it. So it has something to do with stalking an ex or intervening in somebody else's relationship. You know it's a little bit psychotic to do it and it sounds maybe like a television show, but you want to execute it in your life anyway. And so you call us, you tell us what the plan is on Friday, and then after the weekend, we follow up with you and find out if you really did step into psycho.
Everybody has a crazy person inside of them. Everybody. 100%.
Mm-hmm. You can fantasize about going crazy.
But there's 99.9% of us have that filter that will never execute the plans in our head.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So we rely on you 0.1% to call us during stepping into psycho to see what happens over the weekend. And this was Maggie and her plan on Friday.
I just was recently dumped by my boyfriend because he was with another woman. So now I've kind of become a little obsessed with her and like checking her out online and Googling her and Facebooking her and all that. And I followed her on Twitter and she is actually married and is going to be at a restaurant with her husband tonight and I'm going to confront her.
Okay. I love the gasp.
I know. I don't like
it. Oh my God.
She's married?
No. Say it isn't so.
All right. So her ex-boyfriend is now dating a married woman.
Correct. Correct.
And Maggie's plan was to walk into the restaurant and confront both and go, I just want to let you know. You got a little marriage thing, a little issue here that you might not know about. That was at least the plan. Hey, Maggie.
Hey.
Hey, you're back on The Voice Disguiser.
All right, thanks.
All right, plan executed, or did you chicken out?
I executed it.
You did? No way.
Okay, give us every glorious step of the way.
Well, I took a friend with me, and we sat at the bar at the restaurant that they were at and had some drinks and watched them while they were eating. And when they were about halfway through dinner, what I decided to do was I printed out like all the sort of exchanges that they had on Facebook on the wall. And when you put them together, it was like so obvious what was going on.
Wait one second. How many drinks into it were you by the time you approached the table?
Two.
Okay. Nice and warm. Liquid courage.
All right. On her way, but not slurring.
Right.
Anyway, so I put it in an envelope, and I put my number in there and said, if you want more information, call. And like I said, halfway through their meal, I went up to them, and I was like, hey, I'm so-and-so. I don't want to say his name, but my ex-boyfriend. I'm his ex-girlfriend.
And did she recognize you?
What?
Did she recognize you?
She just sat there. Like, she totally froze. As soon as I said his name, she, like, froze. And
because she had never met.
Nice. He was like, he just was like, duh, you know, I don't know what's going on. And I was like, well, here, I think there's something here you might want to read. And if you want more information, my number's in there and call me.
What were you going to say, Jen?
I was going to say, she wouldn't have been able to recognize you. She never met you.
Right.
Okay.
So she's sitting there with her husband and you drop this folder off.
Yeah.
Okay. And then you just turn around and you take off?
Yeah, pretty much.
Did the friend stay behind to watch?
No, she didn't. She came out. She said they just sort of sat there and looked at each other, and then she like came out right after me.
So you have no closure. You don't know if she opened the folder in front of her husband. You don't know if they just dismissed it. You have no idea.
Well, I got a phone call from my ex.
Okay.
Last night. I didn't call him back, but he was like, you need to call me right away. And then another like random phone number came up last night after I'd already gone to bed. They didn't leave a message. It could be the husband, I suppose, or her. I'm not sure, but...
So when you gave them the folder, you gave it to her and not to him?
No, I gave it to him.
Okay, so you handed it to the husband. So he had the folder in his possession of all the printed things. And did he look at it at all in front of you or start going through it? Or just they just kind of stood there and stared at you?
They just sort of stared at me. I just sort of bounced out before I gave them the chance to really do anything.
So, in hindsight, I would have had the friend stay at the bar and just watch the whole thing go down.
Well, something obviously, they obviously opened the folder because if you get a call from the ex and then there's this number that's unlisted, they're having, someone's having conversation with each other. So damage done, you just don't know what the aftermath is really all about.
I need closure.
I do too.
I need a closure call.
Are you going to call, are you going to call the ex back later on today? Do you plan on doing that?
I did think I might call that number back. I wasn't sure if I should. If I want to open that can of worms. But yeah, I think
Well, you started it.
We call and see if it was even them, you know.
Because, I mean, yeah, I mean, you're stepping in a psycho and it is sometimes a very spontaneous thing. But, you know, you kind of offer, look, if you want more information, call me. So I think you need to call that number back.
Yeah.
And I think if she, if this is really what you want to do, if your intent is really to inform, then there's no reason to call the ex-boyfriend.
Right.
Yeah. No, I'm not calling him.
But it was an unlisted number. But did they leave, on voicemail, did they leave the phone number?
They didn't leave a message. No, it wasn't an unlisted number. It was on my phone.
A number came up.
Oh, okay.
They didn't leave a message.
I got you.
They just didn't leave a message, yeah.
I think she should call the ex-boyfriend to find out exactly what happened.
Why?
Because then she gets closure on did she really wreck it up or not. Like, he's going to be mad at her and be like, why did you do that? You know, blah-zy-blah. Blah. Now she's in the middle of whatever.
What was your intent? Was your intent just to hurt your ex-boyfriend, or was your intent to really tell the husband exactly what he's got his hands, you know, in with with his wife?
Both. Both.
Yeah, I think you got to follow up to find out.
Yeah, I'd say call the...
Sure, my boyfriend was pissed, or my ex was pissed, but...
Yeah, I say call the number that you didn't recognize first, and then if you don't get closure on that one, then call the ex-boyfriend.
Because they, if they don't get a call back from you, they'll just dismiss it. Like it was made up somehow, some way.
That you're crazy.
That you're crazy, and you dismissed it, and you somehow manipulated the messages, so you're going to have to talk to him now.
And I am confused why she would have this interchange with your boyfriend on her Facebook page. This is public to her husband.
Was it just like an innuendo-type deal, but when you put them all together, you could sort of feel a chemistry?
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, we're going to have to check back with you. Are you making that call today?
Probably, yeah.
Okay, let's check back with you tomorrow.
See, these things never quite get executed like you think they will. Like, I mean, I guess, I mean, she executed, but there wasn't like the follow-through thought pattern. You know what I mean? The plan on, like Melissa said, like having the friend at the bar to watch
sit there and watch them open the envelope to
find out the end of the story.
Right.
You know, you just started the dominoes in motion, but you don't know where they all fell.
I feel like we should have covered all this with her on Friday to make it execute properly.
We need to get better at this stepping in the second.
Yeah. We've been doing this for a while. We should know better.
Yeah.
All right, Maggie, I'm going to put you on hold, and I would like to talk to you again tomorrow if you call them today so we can get closure on your closure.
Okay.
All right. Hold on 1 second.
She went for it.
But you're right.
She did it.
It never quite feels 100%. It might today, though, at the end, by the end of today.
Because out the scenario in your mind, it never quite turns out exactly the
same. Well, she did exactly what she had planned to do.
Mm-hmm.
She just didn't plan on having anybody sit there and see the aftermath.
Right.
That's the whole fun.
The Burt Show.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.